Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun He Amid Beis. By the two dots, we started the sixth parak yesterday, parak Hakones, and now we are up to Tanya, the two dots, first wide line on Nun He Amid Beis. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says the Tosefta, Arba'a Dvarim, Ha'osa Usan, Patim, Midini Adam, Ha'chayim, Midini Shamayim. Four things, four cases. If a person does them, they are pater midine adam. V'chay b'dine shemayim, that they are, for some reason, the bezdin is not going to be able to be mechay of them, but they are chay b'dine shemayim. Rashi calls all these cases grama. K'savar grama b'nizakin pater. The Achronim point out that Rashi generally never mentions a difference between grama and garmi. So it could be that some of these cases border on garmi, right? The case of that some tanam hold chayiv, as we know, don din into garmi, but Rashi does not have any distinction. He just holds they're all pater, and therefore all these cases are pater. If you look in the Ramban, as we have mentioned a number of times in this Masechta, the Ramban has his Kuntras din into garmi printed in Nezikin in the Ramban, Chidush Ramban al Hashas, and there he goes through this Gemara at length, because today's daf has about 7 or 8 cases out of the 25 cases in Shas that deal with this issues of grama and garmi. And the Rabban quotes this Gemara and comes up with chidushim with each of the cases, as our Gemara is going to come up with each of the cases, explaining why each of these cases, in the way that the Gemara understands them, is not garmi, and how it would be garmi if it would have another ingredient or not. So again, as we mentioned, in the Pashiurim, the Rabban quotes V'zeh Tam L'chol Eilu, after quoting in the Kuntras, after quoting this Brisa plus another couple of cases that we have had in the Masechta, Shisavos HaKelev, Shisavos HaNachash, Nafal Abar V'Hivishas Meimav, Osa Avoda Apotiki V'Shichvaro, many different cases that we have had. The Rabban says, let me explain the reason in all these cases. Klal Gado Yebiyadcha, this is the rule. Kol HaGoreim, anyone who causes damage, Umachmas HaGramaso Bahezek, and because of his actions, the damage comes. She'i Efshar Ella Ba'oso Hezek. Every phrase here is calculated, because every phrase is going to exclude a certain case. So again, he causes it, it became because of him, and it's for sure going to come. Ve'eno tali v'das achirim, and it's not dependent on something else in the future. Ela b'shah shegaram bo ha'ezek, o shehu asid lavo, kigon zu, mechayev Rabbi Meir, v'nikra b'gemara, bari hezeka. And therefore, let me explain all these cases, and it goes through each one. Donis hadin, according to what it says, ein machzir and chayev, and Mechit says a character different, so the first daf in Baba Basra, and then he quotes our case, Poreds gather lefnei peiros behemas chaveiro, so he breaks the fence in front of their friend's animal, so he goes through all of the cases there. We'll see if we can refer back to that. But back to our Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua says there are four cases that are pater b'dine adam, and chayev b'dine shamayim. The Elohein, these are the cases. Haporeitz get lefnei behemas chaveiro. If somebody breaks the fence in front of their animal's friend, right, that's the connected to our Mishnah, where the Ganavim break the wall down. So the Mishnah said a potter, but the Brisa adds on, they're only potter b'dini adam. If they didn't pick it up, if they weren't koneit, but you are chay b'dini shemayim, so if you break the wall, va'kofif komaso l'shel chaveiro b'fnei adfleika, somebody bends the standing grain of their friend into the pathway of a fire, and therefore they're going to be chayiv bedine shamayim. We'll have to see why not bedine adam. Vasochere de sheker loha is somebody who hires out false witnesses to testify on someone's behalf. And if somebody knows testimony on behalf of their friend and does not give it. So again, we'll have to see. The Gemara will go through each of these cases. What exactly does it mean, chayev v'dinei shamayim? So Rashi, Maseches Gittin, says, if you want to protect yourself from tragedy, from peranus, you'd pay. Dinei shamayim means that, you know, it's really something that you don't want to get involved in. Chayev v'dinei shamayim, says Rashi, chayev v'dinei shamayim, peranus. Somebody's chayiv yisurin, difficulties, l'shalem l'rishayim, sheniskavein l'hafsid, es Yisrael, because he had kavanah to be mafsid Yisrael, and therefore, it is, it is something that it's like an Ashav Talui type of idea. Like the Gemara says, Ashav Talui is protects from Piranus in the interim until he brings a Karban Chatas, or knows that he does not have to bring a Karban Chatas. That's the Rashi here in Gittin Daf Nun Gimel. That is. So the question is, the Achrona point out, so is he really chayev to pay? How about Lotzei Sidei Shemayim? Chayev Adidei Shemayim. That's what the Gemara says. So does that mean that he should pay? What happens, and this is the Nafka Mina that the Achronim discussed, what about Tfisa? What about if the Nizak comes and grabs the money? So is the Nizak allowed to keep it? Tfisa Mahani, Tfisa Lo Mahani. That could reflect whether there is actually, conceptually, some type of Chiyav or not. So that is the question that is dealt with. Look at the Yamshel Shlomo. Look at the Marshal right here. And this Marshal is quoted by the Shach. In Choshev Mishpat Simon Chavches, verbatim, the Barshal says, V'nira, kol hecha dam rinon, chayev adine shamayim, itafas mafkinon minei. Any case, like our cases where it says you have to pay adine shamayim, if the Nizah grabs it, he cannot keep it. It's not really an obligation. A filul appears Rashi, and then he quotes a chiddush, even according to Rashi in Baba Metzia, who says that in the case of Kimlei Bedraba Minei, if somebody's chayev misa and mamon, and the nizek goes in that case and grabs the money, he's allowed to keep it. Lasi Zidei Shemayim, you would think that's similar, just like here there's no chiyev, except for Lasi Zidei Shemayim, so to Kimlei Bezdin does not enforce. Heicha Shadavas Anizak Lomafkinan Minei, Meyachet Shemachuyev Lasi Zidei Shemayim, Chay Pasak Arzarua says that Yavshah Shlomo, don't compare the cases. There's a difference between our cases of Latzei Sidei Shemayim and the case of Kimlei B'Derav Aminei, where the Chiyav Mamon is pushed aside. Mikol Makom Lukai Gavna Lukulei Amo Mafkinan Minei. Why? Bish Lama B'Kimlei B'Derav Aminei. Over there, Bamitzia. You know why Tfisa would work? Because by the Dini Mamonis, he's Chayiv. It's just that because there's a Chiyav Misa, the Dini Mamonis is not enforced. But there is a chiyuv there. Ra bishlo bakele rabbi de chayev who rak de lo katzlinon betray ktala viavdina leicha chumra hilka checha de lo avdina na chumra kegon bishogeg oshlo basra obizvan azeh. Like all the cases, like we had Tanit Vechizkia back on Daf Lamed Hey, a case where the mamon will not be in, the misa will not be enforced. Said Memela, the chiyuv mamon is still there. Imke nucha lomer shasvar no senes shitafas lomafkina mine to hasof sof chayevu. But over here, aval hecha shagrama bini zakinu ein bochiyev minadin elalasi sidei shamayim imke pshita di tafas lafkina mine. But here, it's a weak chiyev. It's not a strong chiyev which is pushed aside by a different chiyev. That's kimlei. The whole chiyev is weak. It's not strong enough to be mechuyav al yedei adam, and therefore tfisa is not going to. Tfisa is not going to work. And then he says he found a tshuva that regarding whether Bezin would be kofet. He says I don't agree with it. But either way, that is the Yamshel Shlomo, and again, it's quoted in the Shach in Choshev Mishpat and Tzibur Chavches, where our case is quoted as well. Okay, let's continue. Oh, one other ha'ara regarding the definition of Chiyav Lasi Sidei Shemayim. Regarding Tfisa, as we just said, it does not. The Nisa cannot take it. But mitzad the mazik, it might be a good idea to pay it. If there's a chiyav lasis, as we said, to putting these two points together, as we just said, the Rashi and Gittin and the Yamshel Shlomo, mitzad the nizak, he cannot collect it because there is no real chiyav. But mitzad the mazik, he might want to pay because he wants to prevent peronis or to add the line of the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes the Baal HaShlomo, who says, he's pasul le'edus. Until he pays. That's a chiddush. You might not say he's really puzzled. Why should he be puzzled like this? There's not a puzzle in Dini Mamonis. Says the Meiri now. He quotes the Gdoli Adoros. Shekol shenomer alav chiyav v'dei shamayim. Puzzle hu le'edus ad sheyashiv. V'hadvarim nirin. Shemeachar shuchayav lahashiv. Toras gzela chala alav ad sheyashiv. Okay. You might not put all these sources together. This might be a machlokas. Between various mefarshim, how seriously do you take the chiyav lasi sidei shamayim? Like the Meiri, you might say it's a real chiyav, right? If he says it's pasul eidus, the Yamshel Shlomo might argue on that. Yamshel Shlomo might say, no. What do you mean pasul eidus? It's not a real chiyav. It's a weak chiyav. That's why it's different than kimlei. Either way, that is the discussion of the mefarshim. Okay, so now we get into each and every case. Plus, more cases that are brought up by the Gemara. Omar Mar, Hapori Skadjah B'lefnei Behemes Chaveiro. So what was the first one on the list? If somebody breaks the wall between their friend's animal and the public, What exactly is the case? Are we talking about a strong, robust wall? If he broke a strong wall, on what? Rashi says, on the wall. If it was a strong, healthy wall, you should be chayiv on the wall. Mi'a kosel, to habi adayim avad. Because after all, he broke something of his friends that was good. What about on the animal that was let out? That no. Va'abehema lekalabemer demachayev, says Rashi. Ta'atzran, partzul, list of pater. That's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says that a list broke down a wall, you're going to be pater. So that is the... That is Rashi. When the Gemara asks here, he should be chayiv, it should be on the wall. If you look at the Hagos of the Grah points out, that's what Rashi, that's what Tosfos says here. But if you look, it Tosfos there, in Sanhedrin, he also quotes a Deya that you should be chayiv even for the Behema. And you have to figure out how is it different than our Mishnah, right? If you look in the the Jibbuk Ubet says he also quotes on the Behema. Somehow he's Nechshav a Mazik. In this case, if he breaks a healthy wall, the question is, how do you put that in to our Mishnah, which seems to say Pater? Okay, but the Gemara works that out with the other Rishonim. So anyway, the Gemara asks, if it's a real Kosel Bari, so then Yishivim Michai B'dinei Adam. So Ela B'Kosel Re'ua. So it must be that it is an inferior type of wall. Because it's an inferior type of wall, he wasn't mafsid him anything. He wasn't Makabel anything on himself. It wasn't Makabel Achrayis on Nezik. And he just broke the wall. And therefore, if it is a bad wall, if it's a weak wall, it would have broken anyway. As Rashi says, Lemistar Ka'i. And therefore, he is not going to be Chayiv Bedine Adam. The Chashuk Echeben here has 10 pages on these, on this daf. Well, we just mentioned, I think, two of the cases that he brings up. One here and one in a couple of lines. The Chashuk Echeben here has a case which I first originally heard on the radio in Eretz Yisrael. So there was a rav that was talking about the case and gave a musarvart about this case. What's the case? Amazing case. Ruvi tells Shimon, his neighbor, he's going to Chutz La'aretz for a short time. Here is the key. Don't give anybody the key. Why didn't he give anybody a key? I guess for emergency, he gave him a key. But he told him, don't give the key to anybody. So what happens? After a couple of days after the trip, 2 days after he went on the trip, there was a big 18-wheeler that came in front of the... in front of Shimon, Reuven's house, and he says to Shimon, you know, Reuven ordered a big couch, which I want to put into the house. He says, I know what you're talking about. I have the key, but I was told not to open the door for anybody. So he says, I have a couch to deliver. I don't know what to tell you. He says, okay, but I'm not letting you in. He says, you know what? I have an idea. I don't need the key. I just don't want to have to schlep this back to the factory. So just open the door for me. You'll be with me. Don't give me the key. You open the door. I'll put the couch down, and I'll leave. Why don't you do that? He says, oh, he thinks to himself, he's like, okay, I guess so. So he lets him in, he puts the couch in, he goes out, fine. A couple hours later, he sees the same Masa'it, the same 18-wheeler comes and says, you know what, he shows him the forms, I made a mistake. He ordered a different color couch. He ordered the black couch, not the white couch. And he says, I opened it already once, I can't let you in again. He says, that's fine, I'll just leave it outside here. But I'm just telling you, the guy's going to be upset. He says, okay, fine. So just let's do what we did before. So he opens it, he opens it with the key, they take out the other couch, they put in this couch, and he locks the door. Fine, and he forgets about it. 2 weeks later, Ruby comes home from his vacation, he goes into his house, and he sees the whole house is totally ransacked. And the whole house, everything, all of his items are taken. And he asks the guy, what's this couch doing in my living room? He says, that's the couch that you ordered. He says, I didn't order a couch. What are you doing? And after a little research, they realize that in the couch, they hid a ganav. They put the first couch in. There was a ganav in the couch. And he stole all of the valuables. He called them on the cell phone and said, I'm done. He goes back into the couch. They come back and fix the couch and flip the couch. Unbelievable. So the question is Shimon Chayef? He said, I'm not giving the key to anybody. That's what he accepted to do. I'm not giving the key. He didn't give the key to anybody. But was he negligent for letting this guy in? You know, was he supposed to think this Oni's crazy case that the Ganavim were going to hide a Ganav in the couch? Shimon says, I didn't do anything. So, Vatav Olu Din Torah, Ha'im HaShimon HaShachein, Chayev L'Shan L'Ruvein, is called a Ganav. Does he have to pay? Or a Pater, because it's an Oni's. So says Rav Zilberstein, If, he has two pages on this, but related to our issues of Grama and Garmi. So he says, if he accepted Shmira of the Chafatzim in the house, then fine, he's going to be Chayef. If he accepted Shmira, Hayamakam Adun. But if he didn't accept Shmira, he just accepted not to give the key. Lamai said he didn't give the key. Yes, usually not giving the key implies that there's more, but that implicit acceptance, maybe you would say that his own ace there. There's not really Pshia. But he goes through, and at the end of the day, after a couple of pages, he's noted to say that he would be putter in this case. That would at most be a grumma. Venira de beinyanenu to putter. After behistra bo putter. Haino davkim aver alasraso. Avalam lo aver alasraso. Shari lo notsan mafteach laacher. He didn't give the key to anyone. Ela ba imo upaskulo. Badak shalo asa davar. Nirisha putter. Af bedine shamayim. This is even less. To have a grumma bishogeg. And therefore he thinks in this case, it would not be a case of chiyuv. An amazing case. So how did I hear this on the radio? So I heard this on the radio. There was someone on a Friday that mentioned this case. And he said, a lot of times the Kaddish Baruch Hu asks us to do something and we think we know better. We think, no, it makes sense, it's okay, we make cheshbonos. Kaddish Baruch Hu asks us something, we have to do it. This guy thought that, oh, Reuven asked him not to give the key, but if I do it, it's not gonna hurt, it's not gonna bother, it's okay. I could do it, but what happened here? What happened here is that the ganav in the couch was not expected. But you know, you should never try to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this Baal Musar, this Baal Machshava, thought from this case. Interesting. Okay, let's get to it. That's one of the cases here of the Chashuk Echemen. Omar Mar. If you remember anything from today's shiur, it'll probably be that case. Omar Mar. First line on top. Hakofev Komaso. Somebody bends the second case, bends their friend's standing stalk in front of the fire. Hechidami. So that's the case of Chayev Dine Shemaim. So what's the case here? Is it that once you bent the standing stalk in front of the fire, now it's going to, a Ruach Metsuya, a normal wind will come and burn it, cause the fire to burn it. So Bedini Adam Namin Chayev. You actually put the standing stalks in front of the fire. And Tosfos says, there's no distinction whether you bring a fire to the stalks or you bring the stalks to the fire. In both cases, you are makarev hezeko, and therefore you should be chayiv. Tav Tosfos. V'yim tomar. Kivan she'ein chilek bein makarev davar eitzel ha'esh u'bein makarev ha'esh eitzel ha'davar. Right, there's no difference. So, and that's what our Gemara says. You should be chayiv even b'dinei adam. You know, let's get back to Tosfos' question in a minute. Let's just go back to the Gemara first. So, b'dinei adam na'am b'chayiv. So, why aren't you chayiv b'dinei adam if you are makarif hadavar leish? Ela damatia baruch she'ena mitsuya. You're right. Really, the case is where if you didn't do anything, the fire wouldn't have come there at all. Now you bent it and it will come with a ruach she'eno mitsuya. So there's no reason you should have expected that. That's why it's chayev bedine, patur midine adam, but bedine shemayim. You did cause a problem here. Right? You put it in harm's way somewhat, even though it was somewhat of an ones. Therefore, you're going to be chayev bedine shemayim. Answer number one. Before we get to the second answer, look at Tosfos. Tosfos asks, if there's no difference between bringing the item closer to the fire or vice versa, so why in Maseches Sanhedrin does it say by Gram Ritzicha, in a case where Reuven ties up Shimon, in a case where he ties him up and he leaves him, in a case where when the sun comes out later in the middle of the desert, it's going to kill him. You're putter in that case, but what do you mean? Didn't you bring the person close to the sun? Otsina lavu, a person tied up another person, and now he's going to freeze to death. So why they are putter? Right, especially if you say the mandamar eisha bishem chitzav and kaftol lefnei ari, so why are you putter in that case? We saw if you bring the victim or the davar hezek closer to the davar mazik, you're chayiv. So, Tosfos' answer is, Vadai, if you actually brought him to that place of the sun and the cold, you'd be chayif. The case here is where the guy's there already. The guy's in the sun. Or the guy's in the place where the sun's going to be when the sun comes up, and you tied him up there. So you didn't really move him anywhere. You just tied him up at the place where he was. So that's why it's more of a grubba. You didn't actively do something, you just prevented a hatsala. And that would not be good enough for Achi of Misa in that case. You might also be Bechalek, I mean, the Tosas Rid here has another answer. Tosas Rid says maybe there's a difference between where you are doing it or you're doing it for others. Says the Tosas Rid, let me just find the line. Says the Tosas Rid, the Afalgav, he says it's more vadai that fire is going to come and kill him than the sun and the cold is going to come and kill him. So it has to do with more of bari hazeka or bari ritzicha. That's the Tosas Rid here. You also might be mechali, like some we showed him in Sanhedrin, have many chilukim like this. There in the Gemara's on daf ayin zayin, ayin ches, the chiluk between ritzicha and nezek. You might not compare the two in terms of levels of chiyuv, and it might go in either direction. Here, nezek's going to be chayiv, at least something, b'dinei shamayim, while ritzicha is going to be pater. Sometimes you find the opposite direction, but again, you can't always compare the two cases as is the chiluk here. Okay, that's the answer number one, though. Why am I chayiv b'dinei shamayim in a case of kofev kamaso, where I was kofev in a case where it would only be damaged now with a ruach she'eno mitsuya? For Avashi Amar, second answer, tamun itmar, mishum deshavya tamun ba'esh. Tamun itmar, the cases where this item wouldn't have been burned. I'm sorry, wouldn't have been burned betamun, hiddenly. My friend's item is going to be burned, but the one who lit the fire is going to be chayiv. What did I do? I tried, maybe I had good kavanas. I tried to cover it up, to make it not burn. But what did I do? Lamaisa, I made it into tamun. I made it into hidden, and we know ish is pater on tamun. So in that case, the person who did that is going to be pater, bidini adam, because it's the mavir, the one that should be chayiv. But for you, lamaisa, caused the guy to lose, because now the mavir is going to be pater, because it's tamun. And therefore, it is only chayiv bedinei shamayim. Tamun is determined, the Rishonim discuss here and elsewhere, mishas ahezek. Meaning, here, in this case, the fire was lit at T1, then you see the fire coming, then you make it tamun, in the middle. So would you say tamun? What do you mean? But when the guy lit the fire, it was not tamun. So maybe you should say this is not called tamun. What do you see from this Gemara? That tamun is determined mishas ahezek. Not at the time of the Brias Hamazik, right? That's clear from this Gemara. And this is, again, one of the cases that the Ramban talks about in the Kodesh Din of the Garmi, where he discusses, isn't this Garmi at least? Right? You should be Chayev. You caused the person to lose. And the answer is, he says, no. He says, in this case, the real Mazik is the Mavir. He's the one that lit the fire. If you have another address for the real Hezik, that can't be Garmi. Right, the hulo gorim nezeku sha nezek ide madik balo v'yalva bishalo poter amadik b'lishalim. All you did was to potter the mazik from paying. Not that you can't be considered the mazik in this case. So therefore, you can't be called garmi in that case. We'll have to get back to that tamun ba'esh a little bit later. That's from the bottom when the Gemara revisits it. Okay, that is case number two in the Tosefta. So we have the case of he broke down the wall. You have the case of bending the friend's kama in front of the fire. Now we have Amar Mar Hasocher Ede Sheker. If somebody hires out false witnesses, Sehechi Dami, what's the case? Ilema Lenafshe. If somebody hires out false witnesses to testify on his own behalf, right? Reuven testified, brings witnesses that Reuven is owed money. So Mamona by Shalume. What do you mean? If he had false witnesses and he stole money based on that, he has to give it back. He's chayiv b'dinei adam. U'b'dinei adam na'am in the chayiv. That can't be the case. So, ela l'chavrei. It must be that Reuven hired out two witnesses on behalf of Shimon. And Shimon is the one that's going to get the money. And now, Shimon is not around. He has no money, Tosa says. He has no money. Or he was holy for b'dinei sayam. So that is the case where Shimon is not going to pay. If Shimon had the money, then she would have to give it back. But Shimon's not here. The question is now, the person who paid, does Reuven have to pay back because he was the one that hired the false witnesses? The Gemara says, no, he does not have to. The Ra'ah in the Sheet of Kobetzes here says, if you hire, what if it was true, if it wasn't false witnesses? What if you hire a de sheker to testify about something that's true? So, are you also chayev bedinei shamayim there? So, the Shita B'Gubat says here, quotes the Ra, that you're not chayev in the world of nezek, bedinei shamayim, because it was true. You are chayev mishum midvar sheker tirchak. right? Which is a separate, more generic avera. Hasochre di sheker, aval hasochre di sheker lahoid al devar emes, bein lenafshe, bein lechavre, eino chayev afilu bedine shamayim. That's the Ra'az comment. So again, that's only here where you're causing a damage to the person, not where you are just violating Midvar Sheker Tircha. Tosas does point out that you would only be Chayav B'dinei Shamayim if you actually hired them, if you paid for them. What if you just convinced them to do it? Omar, you're a great convincer. Tosas says in that case, that did not create enough of a connection, relationship to be chayiv. Tosfos in the middle of Ella. V'tafka socher. Only if you hire them. Avil Omar, pater midini adam, desaber shlo yishvulo, pater, because you have to think, he thinks that they won't listen to him, shlo yishvulo, which is a svara for Yishlech Dvar Avera, which Beth Hashem will get to soon. I don't think that the reason it says socher is to teach me even by socher your padim b'dini adam. But if it was omer, you would still be chay b'dini shemayim. To ein bazeh shum chiddush, I don't think there will be a bigger chiddush there to say socher. Therefore, Tosa Shita is, it doesn't matter. It's only if it's socher, but omer, you would be pater. Which the Achronim ask on that, but 1 minute. Didn't we learn in Maseches Kiddushin, in the second parak, Daf Mem Gimel, in the sugyas of Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, if somebody says, Omer, Tseva Harog, right, David HaMelech, that was the case the Gemara brought up, Ruvein tells Shimon, go kill Levi for me. And he does it. So the Gemara talks about Shliach L'Dvar Aveira there, and says that there's a possibility, at least on some level, Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta, the Gemara says, that the sender is going to be Chayef also somewhat. But what I mean, that was Omer. That wasn't Socher, that's where he just said it. So the Ksos brings up this problem, he gives an answer. The Pnei Yeshua here quotes the Shach and quotes the Ksos, does not like any of the answers that were given by them. And therefore the Pnei Yeshua gives his own answer to the question. Again, how can our Tosfos say only Socher and not Omer, while the Gemara Kiddushin by Ritzicha seems to be that Omer would be enough as well. Ulaniya Zaiti Nira, says the Pnei Yeshua, Liyashi. Over there, even Omer is going to be chayiv. This is where it's all for the good of the mishaleach. The shliach wouldn't do anything, wouldn't have done anything, had the mishaleach not said a word. It's only because the mishaleach asked him to do this. She'ikir ha'maisa miyuchad la ha'mishaleach. Shechafetz bazeh. The mishaleach wants it. Ha'inyan. Ve'uleit lulei tzibuya mishaleach lo haya shliach rotza laso zeh ha'maisa. He wouldn't have done it. David comes to his generals and says, tell Uriah to go to the front lines. They wouldn't have done that without David saying, Umidin shlucha shaladam kamoso, asinan Allah. Denehita bini adam patrina lay, rechai bini shamayim. Kivan sheikir hamaisa meyuchad elav. Like Yoav baharigas Uriah, that he did it to vivakayim the words of David, and therefore pshitale that rechai bini shamayim. But, in our case, benido didan, but Omer l'chaveiro, Reuven tells false witnesses to testify for Shimon. Reuven's not getting anything out of it. If these guys testify against Shimon, it must be, you know what, they also have something against Shimon. And maybe they would have done it even without Reuven's paying them. Benito didan, Omer l'chaveiro, lohayre the sheker, lohotzi me Reuven l'shimon, to lo shaya klan shluchan shalom kamoso, because they're not really Reuven Shlichim, even though he gave them the money. V'cheino Edim, vada einim osim l'kayim ratzana omer belvad. So if Reuven had just asked them, then for sure Reuven would be pater, because he didn't know they were going to listen, he wasn't doing it for them. Only Socher, if he pays them, then he knows they're going to do it. Because for money they're going to do it. That's the difference, says the Pnei Yeshua, between our case and the case of Kiddush. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth case. V'hayodeya edus l'chaveiro. We know of eino meyavo. B'maya skinan. If somebody knows testimony for his friend and does not testify. B'maya skinan. What are we talking about? Ileba b'beit shrei. Are we talking about two people who know testimony on behalf of someone else and they refuse to give a pshita? D'araisu. That's a din d'araisa. Im lo yagid v'nasavo. No. And therefore, pashas is, you should even be chayef. Right, you bring, that's the carbon ol of a yored, one of the shvuos edus, and the case where you know money and you could help somebody and you don't, so that's a din daraisa. right? Why are you chayiv in that case? Big topic. Parshas Vayikra. Ela b'chad, it must be, no, there's only one witness here. One witness refuses. So if one witness had come to court, he wouldn't be chayiv money, he would be chayiv a shvua. But it's not as strong of a chiyuv. The Ramban in the Kodesh Din HaGarmi discusses Eidus, and he uses the lashon of Gemilas Chesed. Giving Eidus is a mitzvah, but at root it's Gemilas Chesed. And therefore, you're not going to be able to be mechayev of the person, Bedine Adam, in that regard. Good. So those are the four cases discussed. Ask the Gemara Vesuleka, are these the only cases that are chayev Bedine Shamayim? V'yayika, Simen, Ha'osa, Besam, Vishliya, Chadeo, Nishbar, all these cases. Right, what about the following cases? Ha'osa, Malacha, B'meichatas, U'beparas, Chatas, if somebody does Malacha with somebody else's water, that the paraduma ashes were mixed in, or the paraduma itself, is he damaged? Pater b'dini Adam, v'chayev b'dini Shemayim, pater b'dini Adam there. Why? Because Rashi says it's hezek she'eino nikar. Right? You can't tell. You see this water, but now it can't be used, but you can't tell the difference, whether it is was husak or not, as we discussed in Gittin, and elsewhere, you're not going to be chayiv din shemayim there. Hezek she'eino nikar. Uva ha'ika. The Rebbe Kivager here points out a little difficulty, which we're not going to get into now, that seems from other cases that if you do malacha with paraduma ashes, maybe you would be chayiv, you wouldn't be chayiv. Maybe you'd be putter, even according to the Mandar Shmei Hezek, so you shouldn't be chayiv you'd be Shemayim. Okay, Rabbi Kivager discusses that here. But V'yayika says the Gemara, Hanosi Tzavamavas Befreya Behemes Chavero. If somebody, we had this case earlier, if somebody puts poison in front of their friend's animal, Patu Bidini Adam Chayiv Bidini Shemayim. Remember the Lashon, Havile Shelo Tochal, he shouldn't have eaten. So I did it, but that's Grama. V'yayika, or Hasholeach HaSabeira B'yad Cherishot V'katan. If somebody gives their animal to a Cherishot V'katan, a Lav Bar Das, again, Pati B'dini Adam, because you didn't do it directly, V'chayi B'dini Shemayim, because you gave it to someone irresponsible. V'yayika, or Hamavis Es Chaveiro. If somebody scares their friend, scares them so much, without touching them, but he maybe causes him damage, causes his damage in hearing, Rashi, Mavis, Takalo ba'azno pit'om, ubiaso, delo avile maisa begufo. Right, remember we had the case of taka, how much do you have to pay knas? We had those cases earlier. So, again, padim bedini adam, v'chayev bedine shemayim. You did not do a maisa begufo, and therefore, you would be pater in this case. V'yayika, or the last word mentioned in that simen, nishbra kado berishos harabim, v'lo silko, your glass, your barrel breaks in the street, you did not remove it. Nafla gamlo v'lo hamida. Your camel fell down. You did not pick the camel up. Rabbi Meir mechayev bezekon. V'chacham omer padim idi yada v'chayev idi yishamayim. Rabbi Meir says chayev v'cham zeipater. Remember we discussed then. There was a machlokas b'shas nefila en la'achar nefila. B'shas nefila posheya nitkal posheya who or not. If somebody falls down, consider posheya. And afterwards, the machlokas is about mafkir nizakov. But either way, the Chachamim there said, you are only pater, bedine, adam, v'chayev bedine shemayim. So in all these cases, why aren't these on the list? Why are there only four on the list? The Gemara says, in mia ika tuva, there are many cases, as is said here. V'yani etzvichalei, it says that these four cases have a special chiddush by them. By each of these four, you would have thought that this is not the din. Why? In which direction? So we go through each of them. Ma'u detema bedine shemayim nami lo l'chayev. You would have thought in all these cases, you should be pater totally and not chayiv, even b'dinei shemayim. Kamash b'lan, that's the chiddush. Why in each of these cases? Here we go. Haporis gather b'fnei behemes chaveiro. If I break my friend's fence, and we said it's a kosel ru'ua, it's an inferior fence that's going to fall down soon. So ma'u detema, kiva delam misterei ka'i. You might have said, since it's going to fall down anyway, ma'ovid, what did I do? It was going to fall down in a week. So I broke it a week earlier? Okay. It's not like killing somebody a week earlier. Fine, that every minute is infinite value. Here, I broke it a week earlier. So you would think I'm not even chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Kamash malon, I'm chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Case number one. Number two. Hakofit komaso shel chaveiro nami ma'u detema lema. Mi haviyadana da asi ruach she'ena mitsuya. Who would have thought that such a wind would come? Right? If without the bending, even the Ruach Shein and Mitzuya wouldn't have gotten to it. But here I did this, maybe I should be part of it totally. Kamash Malan, We say no chiv even b'dinei shemayim. There is a chiv b'dinei shemayim. Ula Rav Ashi damar nami tamun itzbar. But let's for a moment get back to the second answer of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? The guy lights a fire, he would have been chayiv for it. But you went and then covered up the wheat that was going to be burned, and you made it into tamun. So in that case, you caused the mazik not to pay. Ma'od etema anaki sute kesite nihalech ubedinei shemayim nami lo lachayiv. You might have thought that the guy could say, "I covered it for you. I was trying to protect you," and therefore you're not chayiv even bedinei shemayim. Kamash malan, he is chayiv bedinei shemayim. Ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara automatically say chayiv bedinei shemayim? Doesn't Hashem know his kavanas? If the guy really wanted to save the guy's stuff, that's why he like put something over it, and it ended up making it worse because it made it tamun. Why does the Gemara say automatically chayiv b'yishamayim? Hashem knows what your kavanas were. Tosfos kisuye kasite, first wide line. V'im tomar golui v'yadua l'makom l'manis kavein im l'tova im l'ra. Hashem knows what your kavanas were. So what do you mean automatically chayiv? Wouldn't we think that if you were doing it totally l'shem shamayim, you were trying to save the guy's stuff, you would be totally putter? Answers Tosfos v'yesh lomar diafilu b'miskavein l'tova. Even if you had good kavanas, you were trying to save it. Shelo yemaher l'srof v'yuchal hatzil balabayis mitokach. Really, even if you were trying to save it, you're still going to be chayiv b'dei shemayim. Unbelievable chiddush. Mikol makom b'dei shemayim nami l'chayiv diiboy leila is dahurei v'lasuki adaite shelo yaviyo lo hefsid b'kach. You should have thought. The Gemara is demanding everybody's a Talmud Chacham. You should have realized that there's a halacha of Tamun Ba'esh, and if the Esh does burn it up, so then your covering it is going to make it worse for the guy, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim, which is an amazing line of Tosfos. You might have answered the question that, you're right, if Hashem knows, Hashem knows, then you're not going to be Chayiv. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, no, he should have realized that there's a concept of Tamun Ba'esh, right, which is very pretty amazing statement. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about this a little bit in the third parak, where he talks about even when we're doing mitzvos, we have to examine the mitzvos and make sure they're not averus. Right? Where it talks about in the beginning of the third parak of chelke hazihirus. He says, we have to analyze harotel fakeach al atzmo shtayim heina ha'ashkafos hatzrichos lo. Ha'achas, we have to think about two things in our life. Number one, sheyizbonein mao atovo amiti sheyifchar bo adam v'hara ha'amiti sheyodis yibenu, the good and the bad. The good decisions and the bad decisions, the mitzvos and the averos, number one. But then number two, even in the mitzvos, says the Ramchal, v'ashenis al hamais masheru oseh, liros imhei mechlal atov mechlal hara. Even within the mitzvos, we have to weigh and constantly revisit. And then he quotes, Ika da'armi, the Gemara in Erevin, Noach lo la'adam, shlo nivra yosi misha nivra. It's better for a person not to have been created. It's so hard. V'yachshav shenivra, two girsos. Yifashvesh b'maisav, or yimashmesh b'maisav. What does that mean? Famous comment of the Mesillas Yesharim, V'tire, sheshnei halashonos heim shtei asaris tovos u'moilos ma'od. Number one, pishbush. What does yifashvesh mean? Pishbush b'maisim lachkar al klal ha'maisim ula hisbonin bo. Is this a maisa I want to be doing or not? Is this a mitzvah? Is this bringing me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But that's not enough. Because then, even within that action, I have to go further and analyze if what I'm doing has no negative ramifications, if this mitzvah is perfect. Acha mishmush hu ha'chakira afilu b'maisim atovim atzmam. Lachgar veliros hayish bin yonim eze peniya asher lo tova o eze chelig ra sheitz tarech lahasiro levaro harizek mashmish bebeged. It's like looking closely at a beged. Livchon atov vachazaku o chalashu baloi keni mashmish bemaisav. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Klal adavar yeha adam ma'ayena ma'isav kulam umefakech al kol terachav shelo lahaniach la'atzmo hergo ra umida ra koshken aveira upashas. We have to focus on that again. Mesillas Yesharim, you can read him, read the Ramchal all day in the Mesillas Yesharim, but that is what is required. An example of that would be this case. Right? You have to go even within your actions. Again, you don't go by your kavanas then, like Tosfos says. Even if your kavanas were good, but still, the halacha might be different in terms of chiyav bidei shemayim. Related to this will be the second chashuki chemed of today. Again, a case that I think was brought up many years ago that we mentioned as follows. It came up in a Parsha share, I think, as well. There was a ganav who broke into a car, stole the car. As he's driving away, he looks into the back seat. He sees Rachman al-Islam. This came up, Lamaisa, a couple of weeks ago. He looks into the back of the car. There's a baby in a car seat that is blue, that the parent had left the car, the baby in the car. And the baby was about to die, and the baby was suffocating. The ganav's not a murderer. He might be a ganav. He goes straight to the hospital, and he ends up saving the baby's life. Ends up saving the baby's life. The parents are so thankful. Thank you, Baruch Hashem. But the ganav now is maharher b'tshuva, because he thinks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka used me as the kli to save. But he thinks now, do I have to pay for the car? I broke the car window to get into the car. Do I have to pay for the car? I saved the baby's life. So do I have to pay for the car? I was mazik. My kavana was lehezik. So maybe you go by the time of the hezek, right? What does the Gemara say in Nazir? If somebody has kavana, lechol basar chazir, follow biyado basar tleh, he had kavana to do an aveir and he did it, he still needs a kapara, right? The woman who thought she was in a neder and the husband had been made for the neder, so you still need kapara. So maybe you would say in this case, you would need kapara. And then he quotes other cases similar. But then at the end he says, it could be that it's not true. That by hezek, you go by, you don't go by dafka the kavana, you go by lamaisa, whether hezek was caused. Where do you know that from? Tamun, our line. It's the opposite, but it's the same yesod. What do you see by tamun? You don't go by the kavana. The kavana was, he is trying to save the guy. But lamaisa, he's chayav b'dinei shamayim. So here too, maybe you don't go by the kavana. The kavana was lahezek, the opposite. But maybe you don't go by the kavanah, and therefore he could be pater midinei shamayim, because he saved the guy's life. Because lamaisa, there was no hezek, you broke in, which they would have to do anyway, to save the child. So he goes into this discussion, again, an unbelievable case, whether this would be the halacha or not. We discussed this in mitzvah shir about five or six years ago. There's a we know the halacha of a kohen being mefagel a karban. If a kohen ruins a karban, then he has to pay for it. At least according to some, he's a mazik. What happens if a kohen is mefagel a karban, but it happened to be that the owner still had chametz in their house? So if the kohen had shechted the karban pesach properly for this person, he would violate the avera of having chametz in one's house when one shechts the karban pesach. By ruining the karban, he saves the guy from the avera. So is he going to have to be paid for that, or do you say no, that he did something good for the man? Okay, vaitim. So those were three cases, what the chiddush is. Last one, vasocher edli sheker nami. Also, if somebody hires edli sheker, mao detema lema, you might have said, no, he's putter totally. Why? Divri adarava, divri ataba, divri bishomin. If, like your Rebbe asks you something, if your Talmud asks you something, we know, who do you follow? That's the svara given for ein shliach ledvar avera. It's not my fault, he shouldn't have listened to Hashem, he shouldn't have listened to me. Ubedini shabayim nami lo lechayev. Therefore, shouldn't he be chayev dini shabayim? Kamash malon. Kamash malon, he's still chayev. And all the achronim wonder, but wait a minute. This is the svara lamaskana for ein shliach ledvar avera. So why here is it only a havamina and we say kamash malon, you are chayev? Right? You should say you're putter. Because at this svara, ein shliach ledvar avera. Right? That's the chavos yar. We ask that. All the achronim ask that. What's the difference between this case and a normal, the normal context where we use the svar of ein shliach ledvar avera? The sma, there are three different svaras given for ein shliach ledvar avera. The sma in Kuf Pei Beis says the svar is the mishaleach didn't think he would do it. Right? If Reuven sent Shimon to do an avera, I don't think he's going to listen. That's why Reuven's going to be pater. So maybe here is different. If Reuven pays him, he knows they're going to do it. That's why in this case he is going to be chayiv at least b'dinei shamayim, because it's a different kind of case, right? Or there are others, the Maariv Chayis here discusses, the Mitzvah Eisan, other svaras given. Just to remember, the other two svaras for ein shliach is not like what we just said, why should I be chayiv? I thought he wasn't going to do it. The other emphasis is that, well, he did it. You can't be mechayiv someone who didn't do the Avera when somebody did the Avera, number two. Or the third idea that the Achronim say is that shlichus is only subject to items that you're a bialim on. If you're not a bialim, if you're not in control of certain areas, so then you can't make a shliach on it. Right? That's the sugya. Kol mitzvah d'lesa b'shlichus d'lesa b'tnai. You can make a tnai on something that you're a bialim on. If you're a bialim on the process, you're a bialim on selling, so you can make a shliach for selling. You're a bialim for kiddushin, so you can make a shliach. You're not a bialim on averus. So therefore, you can't make a shliach to do an aveira. Right? Those are three. Again, it's a huge topic, but that's just to remember three different svaras of each shliach levar aveira. Continuing, finally, this is the fourth case. Hayodeya edus lachaveira veino meyavo nami. Also, if you know testimony for your friend, you might have thought that I'm totally putter. It's only 1-8, remember? Who says if I brought the 1-8, he would be moda and pay you? Maybe he would swear falsely, and you wouldn't get the money anyway. We don't say that. And again, there are many other cases brought up here by Achronim, by Chashuki Chemed, but we're not going to get into that. Weiter, two dots. Difference of Malay Losha Portu Alistim. Back to the case of the Mishnah. If during the night the wall fell down or Listim went in, said, I'm going to be putter. During the night, right? Rosh, the Tosafot quoted yesterday, so much tircha is not demanded. Amar Rava Vusha Chatra. 2 days here. Number one, Vusha Chatra. This is only when you putter if the animal dug very deeply underneath the ground. Because then there's no way you could have expected that. Avalochatra mai chayiv. What do we master from Rabbah's statement? If the animal didn't dig so deeply, you'd be chayiv in this case? But echidami, why? Ilema bakosal bari. Is it with, are we talking about a case of a kosal bari, a healthy, robust wall, kilochatra mai chayiv? So if he didn't dig down, so why should he be chayiv? Mai have a little mevid. There's a total onase. Must be an inferior wall, so ki chatra, my pater. If it's an inferior wall, so why you pater even if chatra, tchilasu v'pshiyev sofa ba'onesu, as we've discussed. So honey, chalamad amar tchilasu v'pshiyev sofa ba'ones pater, elamad amar tchilasu v'pshiyev sofa ba'ones chayiv, if you say chayiv ba'ikala meymar. So in this case, if it's a kosal re'ua, no matter what happened, you should be chayiv, because it started off as a pshiya. Elamas nisan bekosel bari. You're right. Our mission is about a healthy wall, and that's why you're always going to be patur. V'yafilu lo chatra. V'chiyitra de rabba seifa inma. Rabba is going on the seifa, not on the resha. Hinicha b'chamo shamasor lecherishota v'katan. The case where you left the animal in the sun, or you gave it to a lav bardas. V'yasav izika chayiv. That's the case where you're chayiv. And amar rabba afilu chatra. Even if the animal does something crazy, you're still going to be chayiv. Why? Lomi by hecha de lo chatra. To kula bepshiyahu. Not only if the animal just gets out easily, el afilu chatra nami, even if the animal digs deep down, mao de te mahavilat kilas bepshiyah vasova ba'onis, you might have thought they're putter. Kamash malan, to kula pshiyahi. The whole thing is pshiyah there, even if the animal did something strange. Why? My time up. To amar lai, meida yadata, you knew. To kiva de shavakta b'chama, if you leave the animal in the sun, kol titztaka de isla lemevit avda v'navka. The animal is going to do things, crazy things. It's burning up, right? We know even by human beings, sometimes people do superhuman accomplishments if they're in a situation which is very difficult and impossible. So that's why in this case you're going to be chayiv anyway. Hotzio listim listim chayavin, but if the robbers had taken out the animal, they'd be chayiv, because they are kona. Pshita, kiva dafkua, kaimala bershusai, yulachal mili, that's obvious. We know, once they take it, they're kona. And Tosfos here says, again, the end of the skinny lines of Tosfos, this is a shas Tosfos, to svarahu, to gazla nichnas tachas abaylim, to kiva chahotzi mirushus abaylim, shahayu chayavin bishmirasa. Since they took it out of the baylim, who were chayiv, who is the Bailam? Whoever could guard it. This is the Tosfos of Kinyane Gzela. We have this back on Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph. We discussed it in Rashi, Daf Nun Beis, and Kiddushin. So this is a huge topic, which we don't have time for now. Kinyane Gineva. So he asked the Gemara. It's obvious that once the Ganavim took it out, they're Chayiv. Answer, lo tzricha de kamala ba'apa. What if they didn't even touch it? They just stood in front of it, which made the animals go to a certain direction. Ki hada amarava, amarav mas, amarav. Hamabid v'hemes chaver, alkamas chaver, achayiv. Just like this case, if somebody's maimid his friend's animals over his friend's stalks, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv in that case, even without touching the animal. Mamid pshita, lo tzricha de kamala ba'apa. You didn't actually physically put the animal there, but you just cordoned off any other way out, so the animal has to eat your friend's property, so for that, you're going to be chayiv. Amalei Rabbi Rav Yosef, Hikisha Martlan. Rabbi says, Rav Yosef, why? You told us it could also be about, a second answer, it could be where you hit the animal. Even if you hit the animal to go somewhere, that wasn't a kinyan, but it's good enough to be chayiv for hezek. For listem nami dechishua, so maybe that's also the case, where the robbers hit the animal. Period. Masra l'roa nechaz haroa tachta v'chulu, the Mishnah said, if you give it to a shepherd, the shepherd takes the place and now he's chayev. Ami tachta d'man. Who does he take the place of? Ilei me tachta d'bala behema. If it, the owner gave it to the shepherd, tani d'chada zimna. We already learned it in the previous Mishnah. Beferish. Masra l'shar b'chidin l'sho anoz z'zarcha l'socher. The Mishnah said earlier, da ben dalin. Kulam nechnozu tachaz ha'bailim. Say ala tachta to shomer. It must be the cases here where the owner gave it to a shomer and the shomer gave it to our shepherd. That's the case. The shomer kama iftalei legamre. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That the shomer kama is off the hook? You just the shepherd? Lema tevi tiyufta de Rava. Maybe this relates to another Shas topic. Machlokes, Rava, and others. Dama Rava. Shomer shemasal shomer chayiv. Rava says, first shomer one can't give it to shomer two without permission from the Baalim. So our Mishnah, which says, pater, it's a kasha on Rava. No, my master la roa la barzile. No, the case is where the roa gave it to his apprentice shepherd. The urche de roa la mipsa la barzile, because that's normal. That has to be expected by the owner. Or ika da amre, same thing, just the opposite. Me de tani master the roa la tani master la acher. Since the Mishnah only says roa and not acher, shma mi no, my master la roa, master roa la barzile. That must be what the Mishnah is talking about. Because it's normal for that, and therefore the Bailim must expect that. Mashma, you would not be able to give it to anybody else. Maybe that's a siyua to Rava. Answer lo, ami lo, it could be that anybody might have been mentioned in the Mishnah. It just says one, because that's normal. Again, Shomer Shvasa L'Shomer is a huge topic in Baba Metzia. And earlier we had it back in the first parak in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph. We discussed it then, the machlokes and how far away they are from each other, and what does Pater mean, and what does Chayiv mean. Either way, we tried to relate it to our Mishnah, but we don't have time to go through it right now. Okay, but again, this daf is jam-packed. Kinyani Geneva, Shomer Samasa L'Shomer, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud. There's so much on this daf, and we'll stop here. Next time, we'll pick up with Shomer Aveda and Pruta D'Rav Yosef. I think tomorrow's daf is going to be uploaded from the last cycle. I'm not sure if I'm going to be giving the next day or two. So if not, we'll pick up in 2 days. But we'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.